Under cover of darkness, someone took to the back roads of Glover last week to spread messages of hate. And as VPR Public Post reporter Amy Noyes discovered, the town's response has been both swift and broad.
With cans of spray paint, one or more perpetrators tagged a half dozen places around the Andersonville neighborhood of Glover. Public property included a paved roadway and a stop sign. They also vandalized private property, from mailboxes and posts to a hay storage barn at Andersonville Farm.
We felt compelled to respond. This is really a violation of our community at large and of our business and our culture. And we thought over the weekend about what kind of a response we wanted to make, and it's gone crazy.
That's Mateo Keeler. He and his brother Andy are co-founders of Jasper Hill Farm, a high-end cheese-making operation in Greensboro. They also own Andersonville Farm and the dairy herd that resides there. Their response came via a Facebook post, including a partially redacted photo of the graffiti on their barn. Spray-painted on the white plastic hoop barn is hashtag get out in Nazi symbols. The racially charged N-word was blacked out of the picture. Under the photo, they offered a reward.
We offered a $1,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the perpetrators. But what we found was that lots of people wanted to participate and contribute.
So this week, Jasper Hill put up a GoFundMe campaign seeded with that $1,000. The goal was to up the reward to $5,000. They got there in under 3 hours. While Keeler says he and his brother do not feel they were personally targeted, the hatred still strikes home at Jasper Hill Farm.
You know, if you look at our business, we're all here. We have people of color. We have straight people. We have gay people. We have trans people. We have Latino people. We have immigrants that are working in our business, and that is Vermont.
Just a few days after the vandalism occurred, all physical evidence of it was erased. Much of that quick response was due to the efforts of Glover Select Board Chairman Jack Sumberg.
I got a call from a resident, Glover resident, I believe it was Friday afternoon, saying that he had just been up Shadow Lake Road and there was some racist graffiti and a swastika painted on the road. So I went down there with a can of spray paint and painted over it.
Sumberg also had the Glover Road crew replace a tagged stop sign. He agrees with Keeler that the graffiti didn't seem to target an individual or even one group of people.
They got black people, they got Jews, and they got women all in one. So that covers a lot of territory.
Sumberg says despite the increase in intolerant behavior nationwide, this is the first he knows of this type of crime in Glover. So at this point, he views it as an isolated incident.
I think they're just acting out, but, you know, I think it's just where some young men are at this point in time.
Keeler agrees, and that's exactly why he's speaking out.
You know, one thing I think we're realizing through all of this is that we don't live in a bubble. It's what's happening out there in the United States of America. It's happening right here in Vermont as well, and we just couldn't brush that under the rug.
The Vermont State Police is investigating the incident as an unlawful mischief case. According to Orleans County State's Attorney Jennifer Barrett, Vermont law allows for a charge to be elevated to a hate crime only if it specifically targets a person in a protected class. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.